Okay, money and markets. Markets backed off again. First it was looking dire 2 weeks ago, then it was looking pretty last week. Now the market is not strong and you can feel it and see it. US dollar index now down 4.22%. The Fed is clearly in a dove position, and from everything we can see, I think they're responding to global concerns, not domestic concerns. And the bond market, the long treasury is now up 10.83%, headed back up. We've seen almost 12% this year so far, but and it's dropped back and now it's coming back up. And the corporate bond aggregate is now up 3.4% for the year. So bonds doing very well. S&P flat, now up 0.5% for the year. German DAX down in dollars, down a little bit more than 11%. The China large caps down 8.19%. The developed markets minus North America down 5.5%. Emerging markets back down. They're now up 1.93% for the year. So still the best performer, but equities not looking good across the board. The star performer is gold, 16.9%. Silver back down, only up 9.78% for the year. I'm very skeptical until we go over the 1340 line. I don't care if it looks glorious right now. I think we could get head faked out again in silver and gold. But I hope I'm wrong. I hope we've seen the bottom. But again, I need to see 1340. CRB, the commodity index, down 5.35%. The commodities are still, whew, in the basement. I have consistently been moving my investment strategies to steadily reduce risk. More cash, more high quality short and intermediate fixed income, and more hedged equity. I want hedges, so I'm not in the mood to tolerate a major correction or drop. I'd rather sacrifice upside if I'm wrong and the equity markets fly. I'd rather lose some of that upside just to make sure I don't take a big down. Again, all signs are the Fed is a dove based on global concerns. Puerto Rico got pushed off the headlines this week because of the Panama Papers, but they have declared a moratorium on debt payments. They're not calling a default, but let me tell you from a business standpoint, it's a default. They've got $72 billion of municipals and they're saying they're not paying debt payments. One of the stories behind that is they have significantly underfunded pensions, and conceptually, it's the same challenge we're seeing all over the country, in Illinois, Michigan, which is creditors versus underfunded pensions. Who's going to get the money? The pressures on the EU are tremendous. The Netherlands has now voted in a referendum no on the Ukraine deal, and Cameron is under pressure on the Panama Papers. His dad had a investment, offshore investment, that he sold in, I believe it was 2011 or 2012. But of course, much hoopla about that while he's trying to promote a vote in June to stay for the UK, to stay in the EU. That's not helping. And then, of course, the neocon bog is my name now for the Middle East, Turkey, Ukraine, the whole mess. As Saker says in a great interview that we published tonight, the neocon bog is heating up. Kerry seems to be, I can't sort out what's really going on, but it is definitely heating up. The Saker says in his interview, the EU will come apart. Same that John Laughlin has said in his interviews with us. So the pressures are clearly up. I think the euro and the fact that everybody is committed and all arrangements are in that currency is going to put huge pressure to keep folks in the EU longer than Saker or John might think. But I agree, the pressures on the EU to come apart are very significant and growing. Our hero this week is Dr. Greg Corbone, who published a book called Beyond Reason about his son's death at a very young age, and then his journey to try and understand how our reality is really something quite beyond the material reality, something he learned from his son's many talents in the process of going through his death. It's a very slim little book, easy reading, but a remarkable story of a scientist. He's an anesthesiologist, going beyond his training and really trying to understand the invisible realities around us. I, as many of you know, I wrote a commentary on the election called The Kingsman Campaign, where I said that 75, or 20 of my top advisors, people I really look to for input, estimated that 75 to 80% of the popular support for Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton came from entrainment technology, subliminal programming, and other kinds of sort of corporate media technologies, mind control technologies, but only 1% of the population realized it. I think Corbyn is on a journey, or his journey is a great example of that 1% and their leadership.